Earth and Sky.
According to a 2009 report released by the University of Pennsylvania, a shortage of math and science teachers in the United States might be driven by the dissatisfaction of teachers already on the job. Many don't stay on.
These secondary science teachers have the best options outside of school for employment. They're very competent in the laboratory. They know basic science, and they are welcome in the private sector and in government agencies.
That's Sheila Tobias. She co-authored a recent book, Science Teaching as a Profession, Why It Isn't, How It Can Be. She also conducted an online survey of science teachers, and she found that their job dissatisfaction was rooted in a lack of autonomy and control.
Over what they can teach, at what pace they can teach, what exams they can use, and professional prestige.
A 2006 study by the National Academies found the U.S. to be declining in science and technology competitiveness with other nations. Tobias added that science teachers are nervous about the current method of science instruction in the United States.
They believe that science just doesn't lend itself to single right answers, and they are very fearful that any kind of paper and pencil bubble type test is going to punish the very students we're trying to encourage to stay in science.
Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.